big merger. Is it a big deal?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, I'm Jeff Horwich, in for Jeremy Hobson. Today, the biggest merger deal so far this year has been given a critical green light. The board of the Swiss mining company Xstrata has approved an offer made by Glencore, a commodities trader. I'm joined now live by Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Jeff.
So companies with names most of us have never heard merge all the time. Why are we talking so much about this one?
Is it going to make much of a difference to you or me, Jeff? Probably not. The combined group will be the fourth biggest mining group in the world, so it won't be able to push up metal prices on its own. But this would be a very big deal for the mining industry, and it does seem to make terrific industrial sense. Xstrata would dig coal, copper and nickel and other metals out of the ground. Glencore would transport them, market them, sell them. So they should be able to cut their costs.
These merger talks started, what, 7 months ago or something? What's been holding things up?
Well, two things mainly. There's a mini blizzard of executive bonuses flying about in this deal. Xstrata executives are promised a total of something like $200 million in bonuses if they stay put after the merger. That upset many Xstrata shareholders. They felt it was a little better than a bribe to the Xstrata board to support the deal. But fundamentally, shareholders opposed the original offer because it wasn't good enough. The all-share offer has now been improved, and shareholders get to vote separately on the bonus package.
And do you think they will go for the deal that's on the table now?
Well, it's not a done deal by any means. Rupert Nathan of Fat Profits, a financial website, says he still doubts whether Xstrata shareholders will accept the offer.
We still believe that even at the current level that this does undervalue Xstrata, as indeed do a few of the major shareholders.
They get to vote towards the end of the month on this deal. Then we'll discover whether this long-running deal will run even longer.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thank you.
Okay, Jeff.
All right, and let's do the numbers. A strong day for markets so far. In Europe, continent-wide stocks are up about 1%. In Tokyo, the Nikkei is down 0.8%, though, where a new survey of Japan's biggest manufacturers showed they have gotten gloomier in recent months. Markets are closed in China, where the official manufacturing index today showed factory activity there contracting for the second month in a row. The Supreme Court starts its fall session today here in the U.S. The docket includes antitrust and other business cases, but one case that could have the biggest impact on business doesn't feature a company as either the plaintiff or the defendant. Stacey Vanek-Smith reports on Fisher versus the University of Texas.
Abigail Fisher was a white student who was rejected by the University of Texas. She claimed it was because of her race and sued the school over the legality of affirmative action. Okay, so why have several multinational companies weighed in supporting affirmative action at the school? Gerald Torres is a law professor at UT in Austin.
They are looking at the pipeline, and the university represents their pipeline for building out their workforce.
And companies said to compete globally, they need diversity. Walmart submitted one of the briefs. It told Marketplace it needs workers from different cultures to compete and serve its customers. Walmart was joined by the likes of Starbucks, General Electric, and Shell Oil. Pamela Harris is a visiting professor at Georgetown Law Center.
It really wasn't clear, I don't think, until these briefs were filed, that the business community had come to a very consensus understanding of the importance of diversity.
Harris says briefs like this do often hold a lot of weight. But she predicts the court will strike down affirmative action. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, a service for managing businesses' online image by working to improve how they look in search engines and review sites. Reputation.com. And by PBS, presenting Half the Sky, turning oppression into opportunity for women worldwide. A two-night special starting October 1st at 9, 8 Central on PBS. Marketplace's coverage of wealth and poverty issues is supported by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. More at fordfoundation.org.
The documentary Escape Fire arrives in theaters this week. The film makes a case that our profit-driven health system isn't necessarily making people healthier. One of its unlikely backers is an entrepreneur who made a fortune in the healthcare industry. From WPLN in Nashville, here's Blake Farmer.
First, a taste of the film. Here's Dr. Steven Nissen, the head of cardiology at Cleveland Clinic.
When medicine became a business, we lost our moral compass, and I think we've gotten into a great deal of trouble because of that.
Along the way, people have made a great deal of money, too. Take Clayton McWhorter. He's one of the wealthiest businessmen in Tennessee, a former executive with the Hospital Corporation of America.
Let me say, good people have made a lot of money off of a flawed healthcare system. You know, it's fee for service. If you're selling trinkets, you got to sell a lot of them. Well, we're basically, I hate to say this, we're selling medicine.
McWhorter says he's long believed the healthcare business needs incentives to keep people out of hospitals instead of in them. But while he was running companies, McWhorter says he was merely playing by the rules.
I sort of believe that we have a system that we don't want you to get well nor die, because either way we lose a customer.
In the twilight of his career, McWhorter has sponsored a health reform organization called Shout America. The nonprofit has been hosting screenings of Escape Fire at the country's top medical schools. The film calls into question drug companies for pushing prescriptions and hospitals for deferring to procedures instead of prevention. But Professor Larry Van Horn of Vanderbilt's Owen Graduate School of Business says the real problem in healthcare lies in the mirror.
The reality is people have to pay more and consume less and demand less care.
If patients stop thinking there's a pill for every ill, Van Horn says hospitals and drug companies would focus on other things and possibly bring down the cost of healthcare. As for Escape Fire's argument that healthcare lost its way when it became a business, Van Horn says medicine has always been profit-driven, even when people were bartering chickens for their checkups. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
And finally, for businesses in Waco, Texas, the fall weather brings its own particular problem. But this year, it's worse than any time in memory. Stinky crickets. According to the Waco Tribune, the summer cricket hordes are now dying by the billions. There's a picture of a drugstore manager holding a ceiling tile filled with dead crickets stinking up the joint. I'm Jeff Horwich. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
In the past 20 years, millions of Chinese have moved to big cities to find factory jobs. Now, the factories are moving to them.
Like 80% of the workers here, they don't live here. Their hometown is somewhere else. So they prefer to go back.
I'm Khan Rizdal, the end of China's Great Migration. It's next time on Marketplace from APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.